The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Today on Stop Animal Cruelty, in the second of a two-part series, we bring you further undercover footage taken by Mercy for Animals that exposes the absolutely horrific conditions hidden behind the walls of factory farms. Mercy for Animals is a U.S.-based nonprofit animal advocacy organization that was founded in 1999 by Mr. Nathan Runkle. Since then, the group has grown tremendously and now has over 35,000 members and supporters. As one of the leading organizations of its kind in the United States, Mercy for Animals focuses on research, undercover investigations, rescue missions, and community outreach and advertising campaigns to raise public awareness of animal suffering and the need to immediately end it. Their ultimate goal is to create a society where animals live freely and are always treated with respect and love.
The footage from our undercover investigations really speak for themselves, and these animals are living oftentimes in their own excrement. Mm-hmm. And these are inherent problems with factory farm systems. When you take hundreds of thousands of animals or millions of animals and confine them intensively mm-hmm. in any given area, there is bound to be disease and infections that run rampant because mm-hmm. these are breeding grounds for disease and filth. Mm-hmm. These animals are all creating an enormous amount of excrement and urine.
Last week, we presented videos by Mercy for Animals undercover investigators that showed the nightmarish world of a hatchery and a dairy factory farm in the United States. This week, we introduce excerpts of videos that document what Mercy for Animals investigators found in two other factory farms.
Another recent investigation that we conducted was at a pig breeding facility, mm-hmm. And this was in Pennsylvania, one of the largest pig breeding facilities in the country. Thousands of sows, or mother pigs, locked inside of 2 feet wide metal stalls called gestation crates. And these stalls are so restrictive that the sows can't turn around. They can't even lie down comfortably.
Pigs are kind, loving, and intelligent beings, as you will now see in the short film, Breeding Misery, Inside the Pork Industry. These gentle pigs suffer immensely every minute of their lives and are treated savagely.
Beaten, thrown, confined, neglected, mutilated, gassed, and killed. These are the shocking conditions a Mercy for Animals investigator documented at one of Pennsylvania's largest pork producers. The hidden camera footage you are about to see reveals the daily horror occurring behind the closed doors in Fannettsburg, Pennsylvania. Workers roughly handle the pigs. With apparent disregard for the animals, workers hastily throw the pigs, handling them by their legs and ears. When they are only a few days old, piglets are castrated and their tails are sliced off, all without any painkillers. Veterinarians and animal welfare experts agree that these piglets suffer extreme pain during this process. This invasive procedure commonly ruptured piglets' intestines, a painful and, if left untreated, fatal condition. This piglet herniated from his castration. Workers painfully tattoo the sows by striking them with sharp metal spikes affixed to mallets. The animals squeal in distress while trying to escape the attack. Workers tag the animal's ears, driving a dull spike through the ear to create a large hole. Many of the sows develop deep sores where their skin repeatedly rubs against the metal bars of their cages. Veterinary care is virtually non-existent. Sick, injured, dying, and dead piglets are commonplace. This sow suffers from a rectal prolapse, an excruciatingly painful condition. Although Mercy for Animals investigator repeatedly brought this animal's painful condition to the attention of supervisors, she was left to suffer for at least 13 days before being killed. Sick, injured, or underweight piglets are killed by being thrown into a gassing cart. The mobile cart is filled with diluted CO2, slowly suffocating dozens of pigs at a time. A worker slams a piglet into a door frame on the way to the gassing cart. This prolonged and painful killing method leaves some piglets injured, but still alive. Management at the facility knew about the faulty machine, yet continued to allow piglets to suffer prolonged, painful deaths. Grown sows are killed by a captive bolt gun. After being bolted the first time, this sow staggers back and forth from massive head trauma before receiving a second bolt. She thrashes in a pool of her own blood for minutes. These pregnant sows are so intensively confined that they have no room for even basic movement, such as turning around or comfortably lying down. Citing the inherent cruelty of gestation crates, the European Union and 7 U.S. states have outlawed their use. These curious and intelligent animals are subjected to these harsh and deprived conditions. In this frustrating environment, many develop neurotic behaviors, such as compulsively chewing on the metal bars of their crates or banging their heads from side to side. Shortly before giving birth, the sows are moved to farrowing crates, narrow metal enclosures barely larger than the animals' bodies. The sow died when she broke her neck under the bars of her cage. In factory farming environments, premature death is all too common. These bodies are a reminder of the cruel and violent nature of pork production. Farmed animals currently have no federal protection from abuse during their lives on factory farms. It's time that the United States bans the inherently cruel gestation crate, as other civilized nations have already done. Please reject the abuse of pigs and other farmed animals by adopting a healthy and compassionate vegetarian diet.
We now present excerpts from the short Mercy for Animals film, Cheap Eggs, The Rotten Truth, which reveals the ghastly and chilling lives of egg-laying hens.
Sick or injured birds were forcefully yanked from their cages. Here, a worker attempts to kill a sick hen by breaking her neck. She flaps and struggles before being kicked into the manure pit. Many of these birds struggled for minutes after their necks were broken. Such killing methods are standard within the egg industry. Here, a worker grabs a sick hen from the shed floor and then throws her into a nearby trash can. This live hen flaps her wings as a worker throws her from one trash bin to another. On nearly a daily basis, the investigator discovered live hens discarded in trash cans and on dead piles. Buried under dozens of dead hens, this bird was neglected to die by suffocation or being crushed. Many hens, fully alert and clearly alive, were neglected in trash cans without access to food, water, or veterinary care. On numerous occasions, MFA's investigator alerted supervisors and co-workers of live hens in trash cans. He was met with a callous attitude.
Sometimes there's live ones in there. Does that matter?
Yeah.
Sometimes there's live birds in there.
Nah, it's okay.
So if they're alive in there, you just throw them away anyway?
No matter, leave it there.
Over 90% of the egg-laying hens in the United States are forced to spend their lives crammed in tiny wire cages. Each hen is given less floor space than a notebook-sized piece of paper to live her entire life. These unfortunate birds are so overcrowded that they are unable to perform even the most basic natural movements, such as perching, walking, or even fully stretching their wings. Here, an employee blows cigarette smoke into a cage with hens. Hens confined to cages with holes in the flooring are susceptible to injury from the sharp cage wire. Holes in cage flooring put hens at risk for falling into manure pits below. Many birds become trapped when their head, neck, or feathers become lodged under the feeding trays or stuck in wire of the cage. This hen gasps for air as she slowly dies. Once a hen becomes trapped, it is nearly impossible for her to free herself from the cage wire. She is left to suffer the constant physical assault of her cage mates as they climb over her body. Her skin bloody and raw, this trapped hen suffered severe physical injuries when she was trampled by her cage mates. Like most factory farms, hens who become sick and injured at this facility were denied individual veterinary care. Many birds suffer tremendously for long periods of time with untreated illness. This hen, still alive and struggling to breathe, was presumably removed from her cage by a factory worker and hung on the feeding trough by her leg, where she was left to suffer and die. On a daily basis, Mercy for Animals investigator discovered the decomposing bodies of hens who have died in their cages. Many of the dead hens were left to rot in cages, with hens still laying eggs for human consumption. Unfortunately, the cruelty you have just witnessed is not isolated. Millions of egg-laying hens in the nation endure similar conditions on a daily basis. Consumers hold enormous power in ending this abuse. If you are at all disturbed by what you have seen, please help stop this cruelty by adopting a compassionate vegan diet. For more information, please visit chooseveg.com.
As we have just seen, Not a single living being deserves this kind of horrific fate. If we all change to the organic vegan diet, the callous and heartless egg, pork, and other animal exploiting industries will immediately cease to exist. With factory farms closed forever and all animals living once again in tranquility and love. We salute you, Nathan Runkel, Mercy for Animals investigators, staff, and volunteers, for your brave and compassionate endeavors to show the public that our animal friends must always be humanely and lovingly treated. May your beautiful vision soon be realized with humanity embracing love and compassion for all beings. For more details on investigations by Mercy for Animals, please visit www.mercyforanimals.org/investigations.aspx. Information on the vegan diet is available at chooseveg.com. Peaceful viewers, thank you for joining us for today's program. Enlightening entertainment is next after noteworthy news. May heaven's light shine on all beings in our world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.